There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia. And amidst Israeli strikes on Iran, Foreign Minister Penny Wong has announced Australia's plans to arrange repatriation flights from Israel once it is safe. Eligible citizens and residents are advised to register via the Smart Traveller website, which offers updated guidance. Meanwhile, Australian leaders are emphasizing the importance of de-escalation and diplomacy, recognizing Israel's right to self-defense while calling for restraint. Meanwhile, British Jews in Israel are experiencing fear and chaos amid Iranian rocket attacks, with many sheltering in safe rooms and seeking flights home. Personal stories are highlighting the stressful situation. Travelers have described the surreal silence and night sirens, expressing admiration for Israel's efforts and community spirit. Despite the turmoil, many emphasize their pride in Israel's determination and the strong sense of community during these challenging times. News from Canada, and Ottawa's National Holocaust Monument recently hosted an interfaith gathering in response to recent vandalism, where over 200 attendees gathered to pray for peace and denounce hatred. Elder Verna McGregor and other faith leaders called for healing and peaceful coexistence. Holocaust survivor Agnes Klein and community members underscored the ongoing threat of anti-Semitism and the need for solidarity across communities. Shuli Rubin Schwartz, the first woman chancellor of the Jewish Theological Seminary, JTS, in New York City, has announced that she will step down after the 2025-2026 academic year. Under her tenure, JTS launched new initiatives, increased ordinations, and emphasized Zionism. As she prepares to return to faculty, Schwartz highlighted the importance of adaptable leadership in a complex world, ensuring JTS's future remains resilient and impactful. Let's now look at what other stories have been making headlines. Last night, rabbis gathered at the Western Wall to pray for Israel's success, healing the wounded and safe return of hostages amid Iran missile attacks. Starting Thursday, Israel will operate limited one-way flights to Tel Aviv to repatriate over 100,000 citizens stranded abroad since recent hostilities with Iran. Amidst Iranian strikes on Israel, Zaka 360 is urgently appealing for donations to replenish essential rescue equipment for volunteers working tirelessly in Bat Yam, Rishon LeZion, and other areas. Latest reports highlight Dutch universities unjustly boycotting Israeli institutions over unfounded associations with the IDF and human rights issues, whilst maintaining ties with Iran's oppressive universities. Jewish communities throughout Europe are facing increasing anti-Semitic attacks linked to Middle East tensions, prompting leaders to call for enhanced government measures and increased security. Leonard A. Lauder, a key figure in expanding Estée Lauder into a global cosmetics leader and a notable philanthropist, has passed away at the age of 92 in Manhattan. He led the company as president and CEO, driving its international growth. The Maccabiah Games, known as the Jewish Olympics, have been postponed for the first time in decades due to Israel's ongoing conflict with Iran, and are now rescheduled for summer 2026 instead of this July. And finally, Marcel Marceau, renowned Jewish mime and Holocaust hero, saved over 70 Jewish children during World War II by smuggling them from France to Switzerland, often using pantomime to keep them quiet. A new play, Marcel on the Train, spotlighting this brave chapter, is set to debut off-Broadway in 2026, starring Jewish actor Ethan Slater. The production explores Marceau's secret resistance efforts amid Nazi occupation, highlighting his courage beyond his stage persona. Marceau, born Marcel Mangel in 1923, survived the Holocaust, later creating the iconic mime character Bip. His heroic rescue efforts remain a powerful testament to his courage and resilience. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.